online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man's been told he'll spend at least 26 years in prison for murdering a man near a railway station in Kent. Jamie Simmons was caught on CCTV chasing 23-year-old Samir Draganovic down the platform at Knockholt Station near Sevenoaks last November, then walking back after stabbing him to death. The 37-year-old from Blackfriars Road in London was convicted of murder by a jury and sentenced to life behind bars.
KM FM News.
A Kent man's appeared at the Old Bailey accused of planning terror attacks at tourist hotspots in London. 26-year-old Lewis Ludlow from Warren Wood Road in Rochester allegedly made written plans and researched potential locations to target. He's facing three terror-related charges. A trial date's been set for October. Labour says the government's plan to give £50 million of funding to grammar schools suggests that Conservatives can't be trusted to deliver for every child. Tory ministers say the move to expand existing grammars in England will give families more choice. But Shadow Education Secretary Angela Rayner says this will only help the privileged few.
The Conservatives have abandoned most children of this country and are not putting the investment in our schools that we deserve. And £50 million is piecemeal compared to the billion that they've taken out of the capital funding for schools that are currently facing problems with equipment and with their school buildings.
Well, three grammar schools in Kent have already expressed an interest in expanding. It's after an annex to the Weald of Kent Girls Grammar in Tunbridge opened in Sevenoaks last September. Npower is to increase its standard variable energy tariffs, meaning a million customers will pay more for their gas and electricity. People using the supplier will be forking out an average of £64 extra a year. A Medway man's been taken to hospital with burns after a caravan was destroyed in a fire thought to have been started by a candle. He was also treated at the scene for the effects of breathing in smoke after the blaze broke out at Stedman Close in Higham in the early hours of this morning. It comes just days after firefighters issued a warning about candle fire safety.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Gillingham Football Club chairman has insisted the club isn't losing out financially despite agreeing a sponsorship deal with no money changing hands. Medway Council will have their logo on the players' shirts next season, while the ground will also become known as the Medway Priestfield Stadium. In exchange, the Gills will be able to train some of their youth teams on council-owned green spaces for free. Fans have raised concerns, but Paul Scally says everyone will benefit.
We felt it was appropriate to put something back into the community to try and help raise the profile for people who live here in Medway, people who work in Medway. And indeed the many schools we work with, so the people who are educated in Medway.
A CCTV image has been released of a man police are looking for after jewellery was stolen from a house in Canterbury. A property on Newhouse Lane was broken into last Wednesday morning. A suspicious black convertible was also seen in the area at the time. Police want to hear from anyone with information. You can see the picture at kentonline.co.uk. The people wanting to bring a life-size polar bear puppet to Kent as part of a project to warn about climate change say they've only got a few days left to raise enough money. It's part of Turner Contemporary's summer exhibition, Animals and Us. £15,000 is needed by Tuesday to make it happen. So far, the Margate Gallery's raised just under half of that. Danielle Sharma is head of fundraising.
If we don't reach the target, the project won't be able to go ahead. So people that have donated will be contacted with the option to have their donation refunded in that event. Obviously, we really hope that we are going to be successful.
And KM FM is one of hundreds of radio stations across the UK joining up to bring you a special message about mental health. It's part of an awareness week and will feature some famous voices. It's being broadcast just before the 11 o'clock bulletin next Tuesday. The Mental Health Minute is being supported by the Royal Foundation's Heads Together campaign.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and plays underway at Canterbury on the first day of Kent's County Championship game against Sussex. Ollie's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
The home side are looking to make it three wins in a row after a six-wicket victory over Glamorgan last time out. Kent are batting first and a short time ago were on 85 for two. Football and England boss Gareth Southgate will announce his 23-man World Cup squad on Wednesday next week. It's ahead of the tournament in Russia where they'll face Belgium, Panama and Tunisia at the group stage. And Charlton have got some work to do if they want want to get back into the Championship. They're 1-0 down after the first leg of their playoff semi-final with Shrewsbury at the Valley last night. The teams meet again on Sunday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.